Rex, I know how much you enjoy the preseason rankings and polls and all the stuff from the experts.
Yep.
Do you think this team, your team, is being underrated?
Oh, absolutely. I have no idea where they rank us, but I don't need to. Because I know, after you flip through page one, page two, and you're still not up there, and there's like 10 teams or whatever, you're like, all right, yeah, we're better than what they say.
Rex, why do you think you're ranked lower than you believe?
I have no idea. Probably the coaching.
Rex, with Pryor, it seemed like you were really happy with what you saw against Cincinnati. Against the Giants, maybe he was a little hesitant. I think you said you should fire his gun.
It almost took off to where it was like, you know, I was disappointed with him in the whole game. I really wasn't, but it made for good copy. I've learned 6 years, I've learned.
How do you feel about him? The season has arrived.
Oh, it's, I'm ready to see it. I'm excited about him. I am excited to see him, as should every Jet fan. He's going to be, you know, he's got a chance to really do some things. And, you know, obviously the big hitter, we know it's what he has there. He's got better cover skills than I think given credit for. I think he's got a chance to be really one of these top-notch safeties, for a long time.
Given the possibility that almost could start on Sunday, you had mentioned you wanted to see him do a better job of playing the ball in the air and coming down with those sort of things. What's your comfort level with him at this point, having gotten a chance to really see him a lot more in this preseason, one of the ones?
Yeah, I feel good. I thought he had a tremendous preseason. You know, I thought, in the games in particular, he had a heck of a year, preseason-wise. And I just, bring it over to the regular season. I'm confident in him. I'm confident in his abilities, and he's working extremely hard. Because if he can come down with half of them, we're going to be in good shape.